Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I don't know that the public would stand it, you know. I'm not sure the public would stand for it.
Former president and now convicted felon Donald Trump told NBC he'd be okay if he gets jail or home confinement for falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels. But Trump ominously warns that his followers might not accept it, and the public could hit what he calls a breaking point. Legal observers say prison time is unlikely for a 77-year-old first-time nonviolent offender. Trump is vowing to appeal once he's officially sentenced, which is scheduled just days before the Republican National Convention. His attorney, Will Scharf, is taking an aggressive tone.
We're going to vigorously appeal this verdict. I think this case is replete with reversible error. We are going to take this as high and as far as we need to, including to the U.S. Supreme Court.
To make the picture more complex, Washington State doesn't allow convicted felons to appear on the ballot. Others, including Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, are calling on the GOP to dump him. Bolton admits that's unlikely, but says they should.
We've never nominated a convicted felon before, and this is not a good time to start.
In his first public statement about former President Trump's guilty verdict, President Joe Biden says it reaffirmed that no one is above the law. Biden is calling for Trump and his followers to respect the justice system and not undermine what Biden calls a cornerstone of America.
And it's reckless, it's dangerous, it's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
The Biden administration is urging both sides to accept a new Gaza ceasefire plan. Hamas reportedly views it positively. Right-wing members of Israel's governing coalition are threatening to bring the government down if it's accepted, but centrist members say they might bring the government down without a plan for Gaza's future. New York governor and Israel supporter Kathy Hochul echoes many who say the war has gone on too long.
We must stop this pain for these individuals.
The first phase of the plan would include what the White House calls a full and complete ceasefire, including the withdrawal of Israel Defense Forces from Gaza's population centers. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia re-registered as an independent last week, raising questions about his plans. The longtime Democrat had not sought re-election, giving Republicans a shot at a seat in a deep red state. But as an independent, Manchin could be eyeing the Senate or his old job as governor. Still, he insists he's just being a centrist.
The brands have gotten so bad. If you have a D by your name, a Democrat, you're supposed to hate Republicans. If you have an R by your name, you're supposed to hate Democrats. I don't hate either one, and they're not our enemies.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.